Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. All praise is to the one to whom all dignity, honor and glory due, the unique with perfect attributes. He begets not, nor was he begotten. He has no equal, but he is the Almighty. All affairs are managed according to his wisdom, and there is no support with him. I testify that there is nothing worthy of worship except Allah, to whom belongs all the praise, and he has power over all things. I testify that Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is his servant and messenger, who was sent as a warner and as a lamp giving the light of guidance and as a caller to Allah. May the blessings of Allah be upon him, his family and his companions and those who follow them sincerely until the resurrection day.
Amen.
Okay. Today inshallah we'll have Surah Al-Adiyat. Surah Al-Adiyat, which is in English means those that run, surah number 100. First, I will inshallah recite the surah in Arabic, and then we will learn the meaning in English. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم والعاديات ضبحا فالموريات قدحا فالمغيرات صبحا فأصرن به نقعا فوسطن به جمعا إن الإنسان لربه لكنود وإنه على ذلك لشهيد وإنه لحب الخير لشديد أفلا يعلم إذا بعثر ما في القبور وحصل ما في الصدور إن ربهم بهم يومئذ لخبير صدق الله العظيم.
Okay. In the name of Allah, In the name of Allah, the most gracious, the most merciful, by the seers that run with panting, striking sparks of fire by their hooves, by scouring of the red at dawn, and raise the dust in clouds the while, and penetrating forthward as one into the midst of the foe. Verily, man, the disbeliever, is ungrateful to his Lord, and to that he bears witness by his deeds, and verily he is violent in the love of wealth. Knows he not that when the content of the graves are poured forth, all mankind is resurrected, and that which is in the breast of men shall be made known. Verily, that day, that is the day of resurrection, their Lord will be well acquainted with them as to their deeds, and will reward them for their deeds.
Okay, so now let us inshallah read it in Arabic and then learn the meaning and the lessons of the surah. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم
والعاديات
والعاديات
ضبحا
ضبحا.
I want to clarify to you that in the second word of every ayah, second word, okay, you will notice that there is a sukun after the second letter. Okay, so it will be like this: dabaha, qadaha, subaha, naqa'a, jama'a. In the first five ayahs, okay, there is a sukun on the second letter of the second word of the verse. Okay, so when you will recite it, you will say again dabaha.
ضبحا
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 فالموريات
فالموريات
قدحا
قدحا
فالمغيرات
فالمغيرات
صبحا
صبحا
فأصرنا
فأصرنا
به
به
نقعا
نقعا
فوسطنا
فوسطنا
به
به
جمعا
جمعا
إن
إن
الإنسان
الإنسان
لرب لربه
لربه
لكنود
لكنود
وإنه
وإنه
على
على
ذلك
ذلك
لشهيد
لشهيد
وإنه
وإنه
لحب
لحب
الخير
الخير
لشديد
لشديد
أفلا
أفلا
يعلم
يعلم
إذا
إذا
بعثر
بعثر
ما
ما
في
في
القبور
القبور
وحصل
وحصل
ما
ما
في
في
الصدور
الصدور
إن
إن
ربهم
ربهم
بهم
بهم
يومئذ
يومئذ
لخبير
لخبير
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم
والعاديات
والعاديات
ضبحا
ضبحا
فالموريات
فالموريات
قدحا
قدحا
فالمغيرات
فالمغيرات
صبحا
صبحا
فأصرنا
فأصرنا
به
به
نقعا
نقعا
فوسطنا
فوسطنا
به
به
جمعا
جمعا
إن
إن
الإنسان
الإنسان
لربه
لربه
لكنود
لكنود
وإنه
وإنه
على
على
ذلك
ذلك
لشهيد
لشهيد
وإنه
وإنه
لحب
لحب
الخير
الخير
لشديد
لشديد
أفلا
أفلا
يعلم
يعلم
إذا
إذا
بعثر
بعثر
ما
ما
في
في
القبور
القبور
وحصل
وحصل
ما
ما
في
في
الصدور
الصدور
إن
إن
ربهم
ربهم
بهم
بهم
يومئذ
يومئذ
لخبير
لخبير
إن شاء الله we will read it the third time because from today إن شاء الله I will give every one of you a chance to read alone so that this, actually this was the request of Sister Muhiba she told me we need to try yeah, to read separately so that everyone can realize where is the mistakes
that's right
yes so inshallah we will read now the third time then we will learn the lesson because of that I am choosing small surahs so that you will have time to recite inshallah bismillah ar-rahman ar-rahim
bismillah ar-rahman ar-rahim
wal adiyati
wal adiyati
dhabaha
dhabaha
فالموريات
فالموريات
قدحا
قدحا
فالمغيرات
فالمغيرات
صبحا
صبحا
فأثرنا
فأثرنا
به
به
نقعا
نقعا
فوسطنا
فوسطنا
به
به
جمعا
جمعا
إن
إن
الإنسان
الإنسان
لربه
لربه
لكنود
لكنود
وإنه
وإنه
على
على
ذلك
ذلك
لشهيد
لشهيد
وإنه
وإنه
لحب
لحب
الخير
الخير
لشديد
لشديد
أفلا
أفلا
يعلم
يعلم
إذا
إذا
بعثر
باصرة
ما
في
القبور
وحصل
ما
في
الصدور
إن ربهم
يومئذ
لخبير.
صدق الله العظيم. First we know the meaning of the surah and the lessons of the surah, inshallah. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Actually, sisters, again and again, we are in the last chapter of the Quran. The main theme of all the surahs of the last chapter of the Quran is to remind the believers about the reality of the Day of Judgment and the reality of the hellfire and the paradise. And actually, again, in every surah, there is another lesson specific for the surah. About the surah of today, this surah is presented in a rabid and violent touch. And actually, this is one of the surahs, subhanAllah. When we Arabic speaking recite this surah, in the first five verses of the Quran, we cannot understand its meaning. Because the words which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is using in this surah, we Muslims are not familiar with. These are words of the Quran, subhanAllah. The words of this surah are the words of the Quran which we never use in our conversation in Arabic. وَالْعَادِيَاتْ ضَبْحَا فَالْمُورِيَاتْ قَطْحَا فَالْمُغِيرَاتْ صُبْحَا فَأَثَرْنَ بِهِ نَقْعًا فَوَسَطْنَ بِهِ جَمْعًا. So actually this surah contains three main scenes. The first one is this, that are running and striking sparks of the fire with their hoofs at the time of Fajr at dawn. The second is the scene of the ingratitude and greed of the human self towards its Lord. And the third is the scene of the trial when the contents of the graves and all the secrets will all come to Allah and settle down. So now we will know the meaning from verse 1 to verse 5. Allah is swearing by the horses and describes their movements, running and snorting. They strike their hoofs against the rocks, producing sparks of fire. They wag their attack early at dawn in order to get a surprise. They produce a trail of dust. And actually Allah is swearing by the horses when they are made so that you know the about their power and about how they can Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim strike their hooves against the rocks and produce the sparks of the dust. This is from verse 1 to 5. From verse 6 to 9, actually, which is the part of the surah which I want all of you to give attention and to check about how we are living this reality in our worldly life. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying in verse number 6, verily man is ungrateful to his Lord. Okay, it is the fact that man reacts with ingratitude to all the bounties of his Lord. He denies the favors of Allah. This ingratitude is reflected in a host of actions and verbal statements which will serve as witness against him. Okay, for on the Day of Judgment, he will speak the truth against himself. Now, sister, this is the main lesson of this surah. Okay? Every one of us has to ask herself, in reality, I am thankful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for all the blessings which I have in this life. In reality, I am realizing the blessings of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. To have good health is a blessing. To have the amount of wealth which can give you the basic needs in this life is a blessing. To have a husband is a blessing. To have children is a blessing. To have a place to live in where you have security is a big blessing. All praise to Allah. We are living all these blessings of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But in reality, are we appreciating the blessings? Are we thankful to Allah when we look around and we notice that there are people whom they don't have security? There are people whom they don't have a piece of bread to eat it. There are people whom they are sick since they were born. There are people whom they have a lot of calamities in this worldly life. And in spite of having a lot of favors and blessings from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we are never thankful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And whenever you say assalamu alaikum to any sister and you tell her, sister, how are you today? Everyone will start complaining. I am not happy. I am not satisfied. I am worried. Everything is not alright. My kids are not nice. My husband is not helping me. I am not in a good shape. This life becomes very difficult. Why we are here? Why they are there? Why the others are better than us? All the time, never thankful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the most important, never appreciating the blessings. We never feel the blessings. In order to be thankful to Allah for His blessings, first you must realize the blessing. First, when I wake up in the morning, I tell to myself, all praise to Allah. Allah today give me life, and other people, they died last night. All praise to Allah. This is a very big gift. To be alive in the morning, this is a very big gift, number one. Number two, I am alive and I am healthy. All praise to Allah. Because there are some people, I know a friend, she wake up in the morning one day and she noticed that she's totally paralyzed. She cannot come down off the bed. Yes. You see, sister, the problem is that we are always feeling that all the blessings of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we have to take it for granted. I must wake up, and I must be healthy, and I must work, and I must earn, and I must have a husband, and children, and the happiness, and I must. This is the basics. Allah has to give me this. No, Allah is not supposed to give you anything. Whatever you have is a blessing, and you must be thankful. And if you are not thankful, Allah will take the blessings. This is the rule of the Quran, which Allah mentioned in Surah Ibrahim. Every one of us has to realize this. When we learn the Quran, we have to learn how to apply it in our worldly life so that we can live a happy, active, positive life. Not just to live as if we are not understanding what is the goal of our creation. Why we are living. We don't have any goals. We want to eat and drink and buy new clothes and that's it. No. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created us in this life because we have a goal. We need to worship Him. We need to be good people. We need to have good manners. We need to be a positive element in the humanity. How I can be a positive element when I realize the blessings, when I realize the goal, when I wake up in the morning, I tell all praise to Allah. Now, Mona, you have a lot of responsibilities towards yourself, towards your family, towards your community, towards everyone. Then I start to fulfill my responsibilities. But to wake up in the morning in a very bad mood, not happy, and no balance at all, okay, complaining, how you will be an active element? How you will be a person fulfilling the goal of your creation? You are nothing. You are in need of an antidepressant, or you will cry, or you will stay at home. You will never be a positive element in this life. On the Day of Judgment, you will be questioned about all the blessings, as Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he always reminded us that even the piece of bread and the vinegar, you will be questioned about this. This is the blessings from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will make you only to eat bread and vinegar, you have to say all praise to Allah. But all praise to Allah, we are eating all kinds of food and enjoying everything, but in spite of this, we are never thankful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And again, sister, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is mentioning this fact in the Quran. Verily, man is ungrateful to his Lord. So when I recite this verse, I have to question myself. I am in reality this kind of people. I am the one ungrateful to the Lord, okay? Then I want you to realize the second verse. And to that he bears witness by his deeds. What is the meaning of this? The meaning of this is that on the Day of Judgment, when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will question every one of us, Allah will question me, for example, Mona, you are not grateful to my blessings. I will tell him because I am afraid to be in the hellfire. No, Allah, I was all the time grateful. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
subhanahu wa ta'ala will get the sins of my deeds. When I wake up in the morning and I call my sister back in Egypt, my sister, I'm not happy, my husband is not good, my kids are not good, everything is not good. So what I will tell to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Then now I will give you a more critical witness against every one of you sisters, so that we will be true believers realizing the goal of our creation. Okay, I want you now to open surah number 41, surah Fussilat, and we will read from this surah so that everyone will get the benefit of the Quran, inshallah, and we realize the message of the Quran. It is the message of the mercy for those whom they have mind and they can reflect. Okay, so now we will read from surah number 41. Surah number 41 is surah Fussilat. Okay, and we will read now, I will read from verse number 20 to 24. A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim. Bismillahir rahmanir rahim. Hatta idha ma ja'uha shahida alayhim sam'ahum wa absaruhum wa juluduhum bima kanu ya'malun wa qalu li juludihim lima shahidtum alayna qalu antaqana Allahu ladhi أنطق كل شيء وهو خلقكم أول مرة وإليه ترجعون وما كنتم تستترون أن يشهد عليكم سمعكم ولا أبصاركم ولا جلودكم ولكن ظننتم أن الله لا يعلم كثيرا مما تعملون وذلكم ظنكم الذي ظننتم بربكم أرداكم فأصبحتم من الخاسرين. I want you, for the sake of Allah, sisters, to realize this message of the Quran. Allah is saying, till when they reach it, the hellfire, their ears, their eyes, and their skins will testify against them as to what they used to do. You see, this is what Allah said in the other verse of the Quran. Okay? And they will say to their skins, why do you testify against us? They will say, Allah has caused us to speak. He causes all things to speak, and He created you the first time, and to Him you are made to return. And you have not been hiding yourselves in this world, lest your ears, your eyes, your skin should testify against you. But you thought that Allah knew not much of what you were doing, and that thought of yours which you thought about your Lord has brought you to destruction, and you have become this day of those utterly lost. Okay, so again and again sisters, this is the message of the Quran. Okay, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is creating us in this life, and we have full freedom. You want to obey the guidance of Allah, it is for your sake. You don't want to obey the guidance of Allah, you have full freedom. But be aware that on the day of judgment, you cannot say lie to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, out of His mercy, is clarifying to us that on the day of judgment, Mona, be aware. Okay, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, sister, when we recite these surahs, we are supposed to love Allah. Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is clarifying to us what will happen to us on the future. On the day of judgment, Allah is sending for me a message now. Mona, be aware. Everyone who recites the Quran, be aware. On the day of judgment, what you hear with your ears, okay, suppose now I am hearing Sister Noura is saying bad words about Sister Fawzi. I have to tell her, Sister Noura, please don't say any bad word, because my ears will be witness against me. I am commanded as a true believer not to listen to any bad word about any human being. If you want to say any bad word about her, say it away from me. She will tell me why. You are not the one saying the bad words. I will tell her, yes, but my ears are listening. And my ears will be witness against me on the day of judgment. then my eyes, okay, and because of that, sisters, we are not supposed to watch, you know, this video clips and or these movies or whatever going on now, you know, in the computer and in the television, which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, not everything, the good things, watch it. But things which we will be questioned about on the Day of Judgment, everyone knows what is good and what is bad. I am not supposed to tell you what is good in the television, what is bad in the television. Okay, you are supposed to know. When you watch something, remember, remember, remember. Your eyes will be witness against you on the Day of Judgment. Okay, and when you decide not to see bad movies or whatever, you are not... Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, stopping watching these things, you see, because, you know, you are afraid from your kids. For example, you know, sometimes you notice that there are, for example, something not good in the television, okay, then the parents will go and watch it in their room, not in front of their kids. What about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? If I am a true believer, that Allah will question me and my eyes will be witness against me, I will not care for my kids. When one friend will call me and tell me, Mona, did you watch that bad movie? And I am one calling to Allah, I will tell, if I tell her yes, she will have bad impression about me. No, 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 I never watch anything bad. I am a very good human being. What about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? If I am a true believer, sisters, again and again, this is very critical. If I am a true believer that I will be standing in front of Allah on the Day of Judgment and He will question me, I will never care for the people. I care for Allah. I care for myself. I care that I don't want to be in the hellfire. How to avoid the hellfire? Mona, guard your ears. Mona, guard your eyes. Mona, about even your skin. Even your skin, you see, sisters, even your skin will be a witness against you on the Day of Judgment. If you realize this reality, sisters, you will be the human being all the time having the best manners. You will be the human being very simply following the right path. Why? Because I know and I learn in the Quran that all my senses will be against me on the Day of Judgment. All praise to Allah that I learn. This is the importance of learning the meaning of the Quran. When I learn the meaning of the Quran, I will have the knowledge of what will happen to me. Then I can prepare myself and I can live my life, inshallah, very good life. Why? Because all the rules of the Quran is to the good men. Okay. I am Abba, but you know, I tell you one thing, this is for me, it's very important. Why? Because this is the message of the surah. I'm about to finish. Number 8, actually, in verse number 8, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying, and verily He is violent in the love of the wealth. This is the problem of the human being. Wealth, wealth, wealth. Okay? Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Man is passionate, self-lover, but he loves only what he imagines to be good to him. Wealth, power, and the pleasures of this world, this is his nature, unless he has faith, which it changes his ingratitude to humble thankfulness. It changes his greed to compassion. It makes him aware of the proper values, concepts, and concerns. Indeed, these are much more exalted than money, power, and any of the worldly enjoyments. Again and again, sisters, we are not created in this life to collect wealth. Okay? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala can give to everyone whatever he is looking for. We are created in this life because this life is a test. Okay, and we are supposed to follow the rules of Allah. If I follow the rules of Allah, I will have the best manners. I will have the best values. I will have the best concept. I will be a positive element for myself, for my family, for my community, and for the humanity. And this is the Muslim they have to be. If you follow the rules of the Quran, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in the third part of the surah, okay, first I have to clarify to you, man without faith is an, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, ignoble creature, having only trivial ambitions and petty concerns. He is imprisoned in himself and confined within the limits of this life. Man can't feel free except when he has an attachment to Allah, the Exalted, who promised him an eternal real life in the paradise for those whom they obey Allah. The final scene from verse 9 to verse 10, the final scene provides the cure for the ingratitude and greed. It is a violent and frightening scene in which we witness the scattering about of the contents of the graves and the bringing out of the secrets of the heart which were kept away from everyone. Again and again, sisters, if you have 1 minute, just 1 minute, okay, to reflect on the reality that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will make all of us again to be recreated and to stand waiting for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to judge for my deeds. If I reflect on this reality for 1 minute, I have to tell to myself, in this worldly life, I must live it as a farm of the good deeds. Why? Because I am a true believer that there is a day of judgment, and on that day of judgment, I will be standing having only one thing with me. I will not have my wealth, I will not have my qualifications, I will not have my children, I will not have anything. I will only have my book. If my book is full of good deeds, I will be in the paradise. If my book is full of bad deeds, it is up to me. Freedom, full freedom. Life is freedom. Alhamdulillah. But there is a day of judgment. Be aware. Remember. Up to you. No one is forcing you to have the good manners. It is up to you. You want to have a good manners? Okay? You will be saved on the day of judgment. And if you have a good manners, you will be a good human being. And you will help Islam to be a good religion. Because Islam is in need of Muslims with good manners and good values and good concepts. So it is the responsibility of every one of us towards yourself, number one, your family, number two, your community, number three, the humanity, number four. I am a human being having responsibility in this life, for this life and for the hereafter, to save myself and to be in the paradise. There is a very important point I need to clarify about verse number 11. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying, verily that day, the day of resurrection, their Lord will be well acquainted with them. What is the meaning of this? The meaning of this, sister, is that Allah certainly knows everything at all the times and in all conditions. But the knowledge of that day has some effects to which their attentions are drawn here. It is the knowledge which initiates the reckoning and the reward. What is the meaning of this? The meaning of this is that Allah knows everything. Okay? But on the day of judgment, there must be a book having your deeds so that it will be the knowledge of Allah which will be against or with you. This is the witness. When someone will tell to Allah, oh Allah, I was very good, I was all the time doing good deeds, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will show him the knowledge. This is your reality, this is your book. This is the knowledge which we have from you. You were living in the worldly life, then we have a book for you. Let us check the book. This is the knowledge. We are equal to our book. If our book is full of good deeds, this is my reality. I can say to Allah, oh Allah, this is not my book. If you are under the impression of this, the day of judgment is the day of the scene. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will get the scene. Today, for example, the 20th of February, 2009, one sister whom she is outside, she will tell him, oh Allah, I was with them in the masjid learning the meaning of the Quran. Allah will get the scene for her. Where are you? You were not there. You are a liar. Your book is saying the truth. You were not there. Okay? So sister, this is Allah is clarifying to us about, you know, the reality of the worldly life, the reality that we are never thankful to Him, the reality that our senses, our eyes, our ears, our skin, everything will be a witness against us. So let us be thankful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala because we have good spirits. Why I have to be thankful to Allah? Because I am afraid of the witnesses. No. I am a better quality human being. I am thankful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala because I have a good heart. Because I am the kind of the human being, whenever there is a blessing, I am thankful. thankful to the blessing. And in Islam, Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he taught us that whoever is not thankful to the people, he is not thankful to Allah. So when someone, today for example, Sister Nora, she came and she gave me a cup of tea, okay, I have to tell her, Sister Nora, thank you very much, jazakallah khair for this. Okay, one sister will tell me, why you are telling her thank you for a cup of tea for $2? What is the problem? You are giving her a class and you are not giving any charge for the class. I will tell her because Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, all praise, okay, on him, or Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he taught me. And I am a true believer in Allah, in Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. I have to be thankful to every human being who is helping me or doing for me any favor. Why, sister? Because this is the good manners. This is the good manners of the true believers. Life, worldly life, will not be a good life except when we have good manners towards each other. How I have good manners? When I have good intention. How I have good intention? When I am a true believer. Yes, sister, this is how you can live a good life. When I tell her thank you, she will be happy. Next time, she will bring again the tea for me. Why? Because she realized, you know, yes, that when you do a good deed, the other person is appreciating. Why our life is not good now? Because we are not appreciating anything, either towards each other or to our Lord. So life is a mess. Everyone is saying, what is the problem to give me this? What is the problem to tell me salamu alaikum? What is the problem to take care of me? I am not thankful to anyone. So what kind of relations we have now? Everyone is not happy. Everyone is very lonely. Why? Because there is no feeling. There is no warmth of feeling. The most important for the spirit is to feel the warmth of the feeling. We love each other. We support each other. We forget and we forgive. We must forgive. This is the most important in Islam, to keep my heart clean all the time. I will not feel, you know, the blessings of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala except when I have a clean heart. How to have a clean heart? I have a clean heart because I always forgive. This is one of the rules of Islam. I always forgive the people around me for my sake, for the sake of my heart, because I want my heart to be clean. Okay, sisters, now let us make the dua so that inshallah we can have the best. Okay, let us make the dua together.